You're listening to SBS News.
As Norway marks the 10th anniversary of the nation's worst peacetime slaughter, survivors of Anders Behring Breivik's assault are battling to keep their vision for their country alive. On July the 22nd, 2011, Breivik killed 77 people. He first launched a bomb attack on government buildings in the capital, Oslo, killing 8 people. Then he shot and killed 69 teenage members of the Labour Party Youth Wing, idealists enjoying their annual camping trip on the tranquil island of Utøya in a lake northwest of Oslo. He struck at Labour Party institutions he believed were aiding what he called the Islamization of Norway. The victims of the Utøya massacre came from towns and villages throughout Norway, turning personal tragedy into a collective trauma for many of the country's 5.3 million inhabitants. One day after the attack, survivors were joined by a shaken population who were determined to show that Norway would become more, not less, tolerant and reject the worldview that motivated the killer. Miriam Einandshaug was 16 when the shooting occurred. She barricaded herself inside one of the buildings on the island for more than an hour, listening to her friends being murdered outside. One day after the attacks in 2011, she spoke of the incredible bond that existed between the survivors and how people came together in that moment of tragedy.
I got scared. It's a lot to handle. But it's incredible to see how the young people here have been able to gather together. People are sticking together like nothing I've ever seen before.
10 years later, Miss Einangshaug walked through a park next to a memorial to the attack and pointed to various names, remembering some of them.
I feel very sorry for that little girl because she didn't receive any help from her municipality. But I'm also very proud because I have finished my bachelor's degree, I'm starting on a master's degree, and I'm in such a different place now. And I think also the 16-year-old little girl on the 23rd of July, she would have been proud to see where I am today, because she was afraid that her goals and dreams now wouldn't be possible to reach.
The shooting still haunts her.
The first time, like, it wasn't any room to be angry because everybody were going in these rose trains and calling it an attack on the democracy. And here I was 16, and I was sitting in a room in over an hour, hearing my friends getting killed, and it took so long before the help was there, and then I'm not allowed to be angry afterwards.
But she's angry that the survivors did not receive the support they needed from the government.
Seeing how the society changed after this, like, survivors and families didn't get the help they needed, myself included, and like how this social debate has gone like in the wrong direction. Of course I'm angry, but it wasn't room for that. And I think that's like 10 years after, it's room to be angry, and I see a lot of other survivors and other families being angry and telling it like how this actually was.
The leader of the Norwegian Labour Party, Jonas Gahr Støre, has visited Utøya. He agrees the debate has gone in the wrong direction.
Right-wing extremism is an attractive ideology or way of thinking for people who are on the margins. And there are many more people on the margins than we would like to think if we go into the internet. It didn't stop in 2011. It is more widespread.
Astrid Wem also survived the Utøya shooting and reflected on the events of that fateful day.
It is very difficult and strange thinking about it 10 years ago, because at that time we lost our friends when they were 14, 15, 18 years old. But today we also lost the opportunity to know them as they would have been 24, 26, 28 years old.
Ms. Wem echoes her party leader's concerns about the rise of extremism.
I think in the days after 22nd of July, it was so important that we stood together, that we talked about love winning over hate, and that we talked about it as an attack on all of us, on all of Norway. But in the years after, we didn't tell the whole truth, because it was also a political attack on AUF and the Labour Party, because we were AUF and the Labour Party. And we also seen the 10 last years, both here in Norway and the rest of Europe, that right-wing extremism is on the rise.
New Zealand has also suffered a painful extremist attack. Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern has shared her country's experience with extremism after a self-described white supremacist entered mosques in Christchurch on the 15th of March 2019 and killed 51 members of New Zealand's Muslim community.
Unfortunately, we know this feeling of loss all too well. On March 15, 2019, a terrorist entered mosques in the city of Christchurch and massacred 51 members of New Zealand's Muslim community while they were peacefully at prayer. He struck at the heart of our open, inclusive society with the goal of inciting more widespread violence around the world. New Zealand is deeply grateful for the messages of sympathy and solidarity we received from Norway following the March 15 attacks.
She says both attacks were intended to cause division and hatred.
Both Christchurch and Utoya were callous acts intended to undermine our values and trust and inspire hatred and division. Countering terrorism and violent extremism requires a collective response, working together across communities and across national borders. The answer lies in our common humanity.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.